Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como is not surprised at the appearance of students from the bush. It's the numbers.
From looking at our increase, it looks like it's probably between 400 and 450 to this point, and people are still coming in, so it's much more than I thought it was going to be.
In its 2008-2009 budget, the district estimated student enrollment would be just under 48,000. According to the district tally taken last week, the total student enrollment was over 48,400. Doreen Brown, director of the Indian Education Program, told the district's public affairs department that approximately 500 new Native students have registered since August 26th. Brown said anecdotal reports from teachers say the bulk are from rural Alaska. The extra numbers do mean more money for the Anchorage School District in the form of per-student funding support from the state. But Como worries about the impact on rural communities and schools.
I just really am very concerned. I think the state's in a real crisis right now. And yes, they're moving into Anchorage, and that's benefiting us as far as getting more students. But it's a very sad commentary on the situation for all these families.
There's also the challenge of helping some of the students adjust to their new surroundings. The district will be hiring more staff. Some will fall under the Indian Education Program and will include aides who help Alaska Native students make the transition to city schools. Como also says for families fleeing the economic conditions of rural Alaska, the schools could be their first contact for assistance here in Anchorage.
The Child in Transition Program, you know, with a number of these families would qualify for extra support from them because if they're bunking, if you will, with relatives, they are technically considered homeless until they, you know, establish their own residency. And so that's another contact for some of these families to get some school supplies.
All the district schools are trying to help newly arrived rural students. But Como says the district needs to let parents of grade school children know they have an alternative to neighborhood schools, namely the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School.
I'm actually hoping a number of the elementary families will really look seriously at our Alaska Native Cultural Charter School, because I think with the way that that program is operating, it's a perfect transitional program for elementary students.
The kindergarten through sixth grade charter school began in August and has struggled to attract the needed 151 students. That's the number that makes the school eligible for over $1 million in state financial support. At 150 students or less, that support drops to about $600,000 for the school year. Facility and staff costs for the first year are budgeted at $1 million. The official student count takes place during October. As of this week, the Alaska Native School was tantalizingly close to the funding mark.
We are at 148 children, so we need three more kids.
Elizabeth Hancock is the administrative assistant at the new charter school. Hancock says they think they've found the solution to not only getting those three students, but perhaps a comfortable buffer of 20 to 30 more. Unlike other charter schools, the Native school will provide limited bus service. But as Hancock says, there's a deadline.
We need to have as many families who are interested in having their child picked up from an area school to call the school by Tuesday to let us know where they are so we can lay out the demographics and figure out the best route to get these kids here.
The school also has a free and reduced lunch program. The charter school has the same standards as any other district school, but emphasizes Alaska Native cultures and traditions with a hands-on, active inquiry teaching base. Students need not be Native to attend. The number is 575-6206. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.